The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Willie White is the artistic director of the Dublin Theatre Festival, but over the weekend he wrote that when he walks down O'Connell Street almost every day, it breaks his heart and frustrates him. He said, "What's the centre of the Irish world on St. Patrick's Day is such a kip." Willie, why did you make these comments?
I wanted to start a conversation. As you say, I live close to the city centre, and every day on my way to work in Temple Bar, I pass by the top of O'Connell Street. Not from Dublin originally, but I've been coming to Dublin all of my life, and this is a problem that isn't from today or yesterday. I mean, if you look at the Carlton site, it's been derelict for almost 40 years. So I suppose it's out of a sense of frustration that we aren't doing better for the main street in our capital city.
Okay, tell us what you dislike so much about the main street, the look of it, the aesthetics, whatever, the facilities it gives to the citizens of Ireland.
Yeah, if you look at the west side of O'Connell Street, there's a lot of dereliction, as I was saying. There are sites there that haven't been used for 40 years, almost 40 years. So while people figure out what they're going to do with them, the people who own those assets, there's nothing happening, nothing at all. And you would expect more from that, from our Champs-Élysées, from our Oxford Street, from our Fifth Avenue. We can't even begin to compare them. And I'm sure if you looked at the equivalent streets in other cities, you wouldn't see this. I mean, O'Connell Street has been obviously a problem for years. And 40 years ago, they were complaining about fast food. And it's improved slowly but surely. But in my opinion, the top of O'Connell Street is just persistently underutilized.
You still have things like the Dr. Quirky's Gaming Emporium. You have a few more pubs than you used to have, but now you have Cleary's shut. And you also have, I think, the Ann Summers. Is that still open, or is that going?
So far as I recall, the last time I passed by was still open and doing business. No problem with Ann Summers. That's actually at least a shop. It's at least somewhere that's open and doing business. My problem is that there are a whole lot of the street frontage where there's nothing going on except a hoarding or a very tatty screen hung over scaffolding that's been there for years.
And yet the footpaths have been extended dramatically and widened to actually make it more of a pedestrian thoroughfare. Why hasn't that, given the footfall of people who go into Henry Street in particular, do you think, why hasn't that attracted people to use O'Connell Street as a shopping venue?
Well, it's not so much that it hasn't attracted people. The developers who own that large site, particularly what was previously a chartered land site that's now owned by Hammerson, I have nothing against developers. I just wish they would develop. But that had planning permission for 7 years. You remember that one stage was a plan to create a new street to put a ski slope on the roof of the shopping centre. Obviously, that went wallop with the downturn, and that planning permission was renewed last year, I believe it was, if it wasn't the year before. So while people are figuring out what to do, there's nothing there but hoardings and dereliction and, you know, a big gap in the middle of the street.
I suppose also the acid test. If anyone came to Dublin as a visitor, would you recommend to them that they would have to see our main street, O'Connell Street, with the spire, with the GPO, the seat of the 1916 Rising? But could you genuinely say to them, that's a street you have to see?
I certainly would want to bring them to the GPO and the very fine interpretive centre in there. I'd also bring them around the lanes around Moore Street, if that's the story I wanted to tell. And there's very good shopping. Anecdotally, I believe that Henry Street is busier than Grafton Street, actually. So from that point of view, yes. So there's nothing to complain about what's already there. My complaint is about what's not there.
OK, Richard Guiney is with us as well, Chief Executive of Dublin Town. What do you make of Willie's comments?
Well, I disagree. If you look at the Gresham, that's bought by Rio Hotels, who are investing tens of millions in the space. As Willie said, fairly recently, the Carlton site was purchased by Hammerson, who spent several hundred million acquiring that space.
And what are they going to do with it?
Well, they will be putting in for planning. I expect, like the Cleary's building, it'll be a mixed use, which is basically where things are going. You won't get just retail on its own anymore. I think you'll see retail and hospitality. If you take the Cleary's building again, that has received planning permission as a mixed use. Work has commenced on that at the back.
So you'll have shopping, you'll have hotels, and maybe also offices as well, is it?
For the Cleary's building, it'll be retail, it'll be offices, and a really fantastic cafe bar on the roof with a glass roof looking over O'Connell Street. And at the back of it, they're building a hotel, which is that's actually commenced. So there was a fairly ugly building, a 1970s building at the back of that. That's being demolished as we speak. That demolition work is pretty much finished now, and a hotel is going to be built on that space. So the work has actually commenced on that.
Well, that's good to hear there's some work, because the one thing about O'Connell Street is, and I think what Willie referred to, there's been promises for 40 years that such and such should be built here, such and such should be built there, and it hasn't happened.
Well, no. Look, well, the Lewis was one of the constructions on that space, and that is actually up and running as we all know. I think, look, if you take it, like obviously the recession was the most unfortunate timing. The Carlton development was going to commence in 2008, and obviously that didn't happen because of the recession, and then it was in NAM and it was sold by NAM and all of the rest of the things that happened there. But the important thing is that, you know, that will develop. And also there's a great spirit amongst a lot of the businesses in the what we call the Dublin One area, who are working together to promote that, including the main businesses on Henry Street. And again, there's work ongoing on how do we use the lanes that surround O'Connell Street. And the other thing is, I was on your programme many occasions about 7 or 8 years ago talking about the drug issue on O'Connell Street, and in fairness to the guards, they've really addressed that very very well, and there's nothing like the kind of problems that we would have had on O'Connell Street 7 or 8 years ago, and indeed from about 4 or 5 years ago, the situation there in terms of that kind of antisocial behaviour and intimidation is well.
That's good to hear, but has it been pushed to the side streets or down onto the boardwalk?
Well, no. Look, the thing is, you will get displacement of antisocial behaviour, but certainly throughout the entire area that we're looking at, that we look after from Stephen's Green all the way across to Parnell Street. Certainly in terms of needle finds and drug activity, that is well down on where it would have been 5 years
Willie,
ago.
Willie, is that something you feel safer, would you, walking down O'Connell Street now than perhaps you might have years ago?
O'Connell Street. I feel just as safe probably walking down O'Connell Street, and I do it most days as well, or else get the bus. Can I say though as well that the Gresham is great? I'm not complaining about that side of the street, and there's another hotel that's recently opened opposite that. I'm talking about the opposite side of the street. And I should say, although I'm not speaking in an official capacity, I'm on the board of Dublin Chamber of Commerce. I'm very pro-business, but I'm also pro-Dublin. And as I said, I want to start a conversation. When the chartered land planning went in, the Carlton side was already derelict for 30 years. You know, so it's a sense of frustration that the parts of the main street of our capital city has been tied up with nothing doing for so long. And in the meantime, as Richard has alluded to, the whole kind of concept of retail has changed. Not so much bricks and mortar anymore, mixed use, but there's a sense of impatience. And, you know, that when are we going to actually see something? And, of course, it's understood that while development is taking place, that things will be knocked out for a while, they'll be behind hoardings. But it seems like half of O'Connell Street has been doing nothing for a long time. The other beef I have as well is people annexing parts of the pavement for themselves by putting up massive coffee cups or swing signs or putting out. And the traders will say, look, we're trying to stay in business. We need to actually offer outside seating to people. But it's the public domain, and particularly in parts of O'Connell Street, it's very difficult for people to navigate that, particularly people who are partially sighted, blind, or using wheelchairs, because they've no way to expect these obstacles that are just put in their way.
Well, I'd actually respond to that. The paving on O'Connell Street is 12 metres wide, by far the widest paths that we have, and many streets in the city well accommodate outdoor seating. And actually, I think we're going to see more dining and quality dining. And certainly we're speaking to, you know, some serious folks who are interested in looking at O'Connell Street as a
no
place for setting up good restaurants.
Ask, rather than helping themselves to the public domain is what I'm saying.
OK, just one final thing I want to very quickly get for both of you. Is there the potential, do you think, as well as maybe if you had more offices and stuff over shops, to have more people around during the day, and also the potential perhaps for apartments and flats living over the shop to make O'Connell Street an area in which people live in 24/7?
I think in terms of the living over the shop scheme, and that's being revised, thankfully, to make it easier to actually convert a lot of the above. Now, that's the whole city. And, you know, in terms of how cities are changing, we do need people living back in the city, and that's something we'd be we'd encourage a lot of.
What would you think of that, Willie?
I absolutely agree. I think more people should live in the city centre. It would take so much pressure off our public transport. It would invigorate those parts of town, not just O'Connell Street, but all around Dublin, 1 in 7, where there's also a lot of dereliction that needs to be challenged by the authorities.
Willie White, Artistic Director of the Dublin Theatre Festival, and Richard Guiney, Chief Executive of Dublin Town. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.